Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
It was a negative beginning for cattle, but as further cash trading developed, cattle futures turned higher yesterday. Northern dressed cattle traded 1 to 2 higher, generating interest in purchasing futures. The stage likely set for cash activity today, with southern cattle likely to trade steady and northern cattle higher. This was not expected earlier this week, the result of feedlots holding out due to tighter supplies. More live cattle and feeder cattle contracts closed their chart gaps before futures turned higher, but later contracts still show gaps from a week ago. Hog futures, meanwhile, were unable to find support as packers were not aggressive in the cash market. The National Direct afternoon report showed cash was down $2.78 as most of the hogs needed this week had been purchased. Weekly export sales were better than the previous week of 28,800 metric tons, but that failed to provide support to futures. Pork cutouts were up 22 cents, showing at least steady retail demand. Wheat futures are mixed, with futures prices pausing after a very strong five-day rally that pushed May wheat futures above levels that were above the 100-day moving average for the first time in nearly 9 months. On Thursday, April 16th, the managed money position across the three-week contracts was a net short of 171,000 contracts. This week's net change in futures prices show Chicago wheat up 52 cents, Kansas City wheat up 50 cents, Minneapolis up 44 cents. Corn's trading lower this morning after a session yesterday in which a lower start found good support, and the market ultimately reversed to post a higher daily close. This is the fourth higher close in the last five sessions, and it reflects the ongoing concern about the size of the safrinha crop in Brazil, as well as sharp rebound in export sales seen on the weekly report this morning. Now, soybeans also lower after a session yesterday where sharp early losses were mostly erased before posting a slightly lower daily close. Futures in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the close yesterday, the June live cattle up 255, 177.80. August up 267, 176.05. May feeder cattle up 215, 246.25. August up $2, 258.30. May hogs down 207, 95.27. Kansas City wheat, May was down 1 3/4, 6.30 1/4. July down 1 1/4, 6.39 1/4. Chicago wheat, July down 3.5, 6.17. December down 3 cents, 6.59 1/4. May corn down 0.25, 4.40 3/4. July's down a half, 4.51 1/2. May soybeans down 3 1/4, 11.59 1/2. July down 3 1/2, 11.76 1/4. May cotton up 7, 79.58.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.